Testivity Audio Course, Series 63, Module 2, Registration of Persons.
Any application for registration as an agent, a broker-dealer, investment advisor, or investment advisor representative will become effective no later than 30 days after application is made and will remain active until December 31st of that calendar year. To renew the registration for the following calendar year, a new registration fee will be required. The amount varies by state. A consent to service of process form is required as part of the registration process. By signing a consent to service of process form, the agent allows the administrator to act as attorney for and receive legal paperwork on his or her behalf. This requirement protects the investing public by allowing them to serve legal documentation to the state securities administrator with the same legally binding effect as if they had served the named party personally. Broker-dealers must maintain required books and records for a period of no less than 3 years, while investment advisors must retain required books and records for a period of no less than 5 years. Books and records may be retained electronically, providing a backup copy is retained at a separate location and a hard copy may be printed upon request. Broker-dealers and investment advisors must make annual financial statements available to all clients and must submit annual financial statements to their respective regulatory authority. Broker-dealers, investment advisors, IARs, and agents must promptly make appropriate corrections and amendments to any documentation filed with the SEC or State Securities Administrator as it becomes obsolete, incomplete, or inaccurate. The SEC and the State Securities Administrator have the authority to inspect the books and records as well as the branch offices of registered broker-dealers and investment advisors. An agent or registered representative may represent a broker-dealer or the issuer of securities. Generally, before an individual may act in the capacity of an agent, he or she must be registered with the SEC and State Securities Administrator. There is, however, an exception to the registration requirement. If the agent represents the issuer of securities, selling exempt securities or selling securities in exempt transactions, and receives no commissions, he or she does not have to be registered as an agent. For example, an individual representing a county, which is the issuer of municipal bonds, which is an exempt security, on salary, receiving no commissions, that person would not be required to register as an agent. Persons excluded from the definition of agent and not required to register as such include broker-dealers, officers of broker-dealers who are not involved in the solicitation process and have no immediate supervision over the purchase or sale of securities, banks, trust companies, savings and loans, officers of an issuing corporation selling or gifting company stock to employees, for example, funding retirement plans or offering stock option grants, clerical or administrative personnel with no authority to solicit securities business and receive no commissions are also excluded from the registration requirement. Individuals required to register as agents must register with the SEC and with the State Securities Administrator in every state they do business in, unless they only transact business with accredited investors and or individual investors who are temporarily in the state. The registration process entails passing required examinations, submitting fingerprints and an application, paying a registration fee, and consenting to service of process. While an agent need only pass the examination and submit fingerprints initially, an application, registration fee, and consent to service of process must be submitted directly to the State Securities Administrator of each state where the agent intends to do business. Also beware, before an agent of a broker-dealer can register in any particular state, the broker-dealer with whom they are associated must be registered in that state. When an agent begins or terminates employment with a broker-dealer, it is the responsibility of both the broker-dealer and the agent to notify the State Securities Administrator. If an agent changes employment, all three parties have the responsibility. The old firm, the new firm, and the agent must notify the administrator. Notification is made via Forms U-4 when you begin and Form U-5 when you terminate employment with a broker-dealer. While theoretically it is possible for a natural person or individual to register as a broker-dealer, for the purpose of the Series 63 exam and generally in real-world application, a broker-dealer is a business entity. Broker-dealers must register in every state in which they do business, unless they only transact business with accredited investors and/or individual investors who are temporarily in the state. Broker-dealers must also register in every state they have a physical presence in, regardless of their clientele. The registration process of a broker-dealer requires submission of an application, a registration fee, and consent to service of process. The application for a broker-dealer is called Form BD. The registration fee varies by state, and consent to service of process must be submitted to the state securities administrator of every state where the broker-dealer intends to do business. A broker-dealer is also required to join one or more self-regulatory organizations, or SROs, as a condition of registration. The National Association of Securities Dealers is a self-regulatory organization. Others include the New York Stock Exchange and the Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board. When a broker-dealer joins an SRO, they become a member firm because joining one or more is required as part of registration. Broker-dealer and member firm are synonymous terms. To ensure that a broker-dealer is not insolvent or becoming insolvent, the State Securities Administrator will require a minimum net capital of at least $35,000 to become registered. If the broker-dealer does not meet the net capital requirement, a surety bond may be posted in lieu of. Just like the registration of an agent, a broker-dealer's registration will become effective no later than 30 days after application is made. The registration will expire at the end of the calendar year, if not renewed by paying next year's registration fee. When a broker-dealer changes ownership or the character of its business organization, it may file an application for registration as a successor firm. If accepted, the new broker-dealer will not be responsible for new registration fees until January 1st of the following year. Any change in organization or ownership requires prompt notification to all clients as well as the administrator. Investment advisors register with the SEC or the State Securities Administrator. Again, investment advisors with over $30 million in assets under management are federally covered and register with the SEC. Below $25 million in assets under management, you are state covered, you register with the State Securities Administrator. Between $25 and $30 million, you choose with whom you will register. While a federally covered advisor is exempt from registration at the state level, the administrator may require a federally covered advisor submit a notice filing, pay a registration fee, and consent to service of process prior to doing business in his state. Much like the registration of a broker-dealer, to ensure that an investment advisor is not or is not becoming insolvent, the administrator will require a minimum net capital of at least $35,000 for advisors with custody of client funds and a minimum of $10,000 for discretion-only advisors. If the IA does not meet the net capital requirement, they may post a surety bond in lieu of. The registration process of an investment advisor requires submission of an application, registration fee, and consent to service of process. The application for an investment advisor is called Form ADV. The registration fee varies by state, and consent to service of process must be submitted to the State Securities Administrator of every state where the IA is required to register. Form ADV is made up of Part 1 and Part 2. Part 2, or identical information, must be delivered to all clients when entering into an advisory contract. This requirement is known as the brochure rule. The de minimis exemption exempts advisors with fewer than 15 clients from registration, provided the advisor does not advertise advisory services. The de minimis exemption also exempts advisors with fewer than 5 clients in any one state from registering in that state, provided the advisor is properly registered in his or her home state. Beware, if the advisor has a physical location, in that state, registration is required regardless of its clientele. Also note, the de minimis exemption is specific to investment advisors and IARs. Broker-dealers and agents of broker-dealers are not eligible for the de minimis exemption. The Investment Advisor Act of 1940 excludes certain persons from the definition of investment advisor and the registration requirement. Those persons include banks, savings and loan associations, and trust companies, broker-dealers who offer investment advice but do not receive additional compensation for it, lawyers, accountants, teachers, and engineers, providing the advice they render is incidental to their profession and no separate fee is charged, owners, authors of financial publications with general, regular, paid circulation, and investment advisor representatives. An investment advisor representative, or IAR, is the individual or natural person associated with and representing the investment advisor. This person must register as an IAR if they provide investment advice, make investment recommendations, manage client portfolios, solicit advisory services, or train or supervise anyone involved in any of the aforementioned activities. When an IAR begins or terminates employment with an investment advisor, it is the responsibility of the investment advisor to notify the administrator. If an IAR changes employment, the old firm and the new firm must notify the administrator. There is no notification requirement of the IAR.